are listening to the Lovable Losers Podcast.
This is the Lovable Losers Podcast. I'm here with Angel.
Peppa!
And Cinnamon, what's good with it?
This is the snowman. Everybody loves the snow.
Make it snow, snowman.
I love when everybody says like that. And Cinnabon is going to tell us what we're going to do today.
All right, guys. Today we're going to play a little game called Never Have I Ever. All of us are going to go, I'm going to be asking a question. We're going to go around the room. Everyone's going to have answer if they have or haven't done it. First person to five I have is going to get zip-zapped.
All right, let's go. Let's do this shit.
If you pass, you get an I have marked down.
Oh, shit.
Damn it. Somebody's getting divorced.
Thank God it ain't me.
Or me.
Or me.
Oh, shit, Peppa.
Oh, shit. So, all right. So, how's everybody doing? Right now, while we're setting up the last of our show, we want to tell you about the BearCountyRegulators.com, where we got SimSat. We got the regulator stun baton on our shop. We got the regulator blade, regulator pepper spray, all on our online shop at the BearCountyRegulators.com, where they sell peace of mind. That's right, baby. Peace of mind. Want to walk down the street, have a stalker coming at you, try to grab your goodies? I don't think so. What happens?
Zip zap!
Zip zap, motherfucker! That's what happens, and that's what happens at the BearCountyRegulators.com.
But what if they like it?
Oh, that's different. Then you still get zip zap.
Then you just get fucking stunned by the baton.
You're gonna get stuck.
But if they get zip zap and their shit stays hard,
then. Oh, then it's going to be all natural fuck fest.
Dude, then that means you don't need the blue pills no more.
No, I just take half of one for fun.
So, all right, so this is where we're going to start this.
Never have I ever. All right, y'all ready?
Well, I am ready.
All right, this is the order we're going to go.
I'm not ready.
We're gonna go. God damn it, where's the ass?
You're flipping through all those papers over there, Cinnamon.
Alright, we're gonna go Angel, me, Pepper, and Snowman.
Right. Here we go!
Alright. Never have I ever had to delete provocative text so my partner wouldn't see.
Oh, I have.
You have?
Yeah.
Me too.
Nope, Pepper. I still have them. I just have
them
password protected.
Me neither, no, because she knows I'm gay.
Okay, so that puts me and Angel on the board with one. All right. Never have I ever performed oral sex on someone without kissing them.
Nope, I haven't. I kissed them.
I haven't either. Yeah, I kissed them too.
Right after. What?
No.
No?
No? Okay. All right. Never have I ever received a noise complaint after sex.
A noise complaint after sex?
I have, but only twice.
Nah,
it wasn't like recurring.
I'm kind of loud.
Oh, God.
Pepper with the steamy.
So Pepper, we're putting you on the board. I've never. No. Pepper on the board with one. Snowman?
No, man. None? My dick is too small.
Looking like Mr. Chow and shit. Yeah, it's because it's cold out here. Don't worry about it.
Babe, it's okay. I got a hormone disorder, you know?
The only noise complaint you get is them yelling at you for being mad.
It's a disability.
Yeah, it's a disability. And it's fucked up because if I ever did get a noise complaint, it's because I was screaming. So fucked up, right? So weird.
Woo!
All right,
it's getting steamy in here.
Never have I ever been unfaithful.
And trying to get his divorce tonight, dude.
No.
I've been faithful.
Yep, I have.
You've been unfaithful?
Yep, it was one time.
Ooh, that puts Angel on the board at three. I've been unfaithful.
Maybe two.
That puts me on the board with two.
I've been faithful.
I'm talking about unfaithful. Fool.
Oh, unfaithful?
No. No. God damn, dude. He's going to win the fucking game. I don't like this shit. I don't
even got no freaking pepper.
God damn, you haven't lived, motherfucker.
Can you repeat the question? I'm just fucking around.
Never have I ever had a threesome.
Never. Oh, my God, never.
Man, you know, I have.
I haven't.
Oh, man, does that put me on there?
Yes.
Yep, you're on the fucking board now. Bitch. Zip zap.
Right in my nuts.
All right. Never have I ever woken up to a stranger.
Oh, I have.
Oh. I haven't.
Nope.
That's when I first turned 19, man.
Who was he?
Ray.
We miss you, Ray.
If y'all say y'all have never done this, I do not believe y'all. Never have I ever had to do the walk of shame.
The walk of shame?
Yeah.
Because I don't have shame in my game, you know?
Yeah, no, I did the walk of shame like last week. Actually, my dad, he calls me a slut in the morning. He's like, look at you walking like a dirty slut. I was like, God damn, dude, Dad.
You jerking off in the mirror doesn't count.
Yes, it does. I'm looking at somebody, right?
Yeah, you look looking at somebody.
In the eyes. And he's handsome.
Describe the walk of shame. How do y'all describe it?
With your fucking boots hanging off your shoulder, walking in barefooted, all dirty, hair messed up, stinky.
Everyone knows where you've been.
Oh, yeah. I've had
the walk of shame.
Okay, now
I don't think I ever had that.
Yeah, no. Yeah, I've done a walk of shame.
I've come in fucking mascara rolling down my eyes. Oh, yeah.
Damn, bro, you were right.
I know. My foundation was fucking coming out.
The
all
cocaine right. off a stripper's ass.
So this is just an update count. To let y'all know where we are at. We have Angel on the board with 4.
God damn it.
We have me on the board with 3.
Fuck!
We have Pepper on the board with 4.
What the
fuck? Ah! And we have Ant on the board with 2. Snowman. Snowman on the board with 2.
What? That's it?
God damn, I hope it well. Right, fuck ready? That, I hope you lose.
All right. Never have I ever had to say I love you to have sex.
No,
I've
never.
I never have.
No.
We got lucky on that one.
Yeah, no.
All right, y'all are both about to lose. Never have I ever had sex in a public place.
Ah, God damn it, I have.
Public? Is your backyard public?
No.
Nah, that's private property.
All right,
then I'm good.
Me too. It was my friend's backyard, though.
I know.
Man, that's still private property. I had a sex at Southside Lions Park.
Hey, me too! Me too! I have 2, dude!
At Southside Lions?
Yes, sorry.
Oh my God!
Oh my God, now that you said Southside Lions!
Nah, I was like, God damn!
Yeah, I didn't go that far, but it was
no, I've never.
No, yeah. All right. Southside Lions in the bleachers. It's because we couldn't climb over into the bathrooms.
Nah, Ray just tried to bring me into the pool.
Oh,
he just held you down at the baseball diamond, just had his way with you.
Angel, you're getting zip-zapped.
Fucking shit.
All right, let's just finish off the game. We have 3 more questions, even though we already know the loser. Man, whatever. Never have I ever had sex under the influence.
Oh, no, fuck yeah. Everybody has. This is a point for everybody.
I usually just get drunk and fall asleep.
I believe.
People to get fucking drunk. Fucking get busy, fucking take off their clothes, roll over, and do nothing.
Yeah, that's me.
Me?
Nothing. God damn.
Was in a trouble rolling around.
I'm like, are you ready?
I just sound all stupid. I'm just like, yeah, I'm going to put my pickle in. What the fuck did you say?
What about your pickle,
bro? No, I'm getting a pickle from the refrigerator.
Pickle Rick!
Put it in your butt. All
right. Never have I ever gone to church high or drunk.
Oh, man. I gotta say I have, man. Whoa.
I haven't.
I haven't,
but that's fucked up.
I never go to church.
Yeah.
Was that thing right there?
No, it's not.
No.
Sorry, my computer's off.
Damn, we fucked up early.
That time. God damn it.
47. So, have you seen that video?
Which one?
Like, God damn, 47.
No, I've never seen it.
It's freaking funny. Look, I'm sure y'all. He's talking about that.
Hey, I think this is gonna be a funny podcast, bro. Fucking really do.
Like, we got, I think she's about 13 colonies, 50 states. Goddamn, 47.
Put it on the mic. Redo it closer to the mic. Replay it. Oh, I gotta get that on audio.
Wait.
Previously on Quest.
Oh, what the heck?
That's another one, Lorena. How do you reach an orgasm? Oh, shit.
How many stars on American flag?
Shit, we got 13 colonies, so 13 minus 50, goddamn, 47.
God damn, dude. The internet is a fucked up place, dude.
Honestly.
Yeah, fucking for serious. For cereals. So, we want to go on and let you know that to be watching out for our new commercial is going to be coming out. It's going to have the stun baton, the regulator stun baton. We are going to have a commercial. It's going to be a lot like the regulator blade commercial, but fucking awesome too. So, keep an eye out for that. It's going to come out to our subscribers first, so... Fuck yeah, that's how we fucking do it. You want to see somebody get zip-zapped? Keep watching and stay tuned. So, we're going to have another question. What is the craziest place you've had sex at?
And if y'all want, y'all can leave which one of us y'all think has the craziest answer in the comments below.
Leave in the comments below.
So who lost?
Angel lost.
I lost. I got to get zip-zapped now.
Oh, man. Can we all do it?
Can we pick one of the lucky commenters to win something?
Yes, we can. We are actually going to be... If you want to subscribe, we're going to pick a subscriber. We were going to do it on the 26th, but it got a little crazy during the holiday weekend. So we are going to pick up a subscriber to win a regulator flask. It's an 8-ounce stainless steel flask with our logo on it. You could drink it anywhere. You could drink it at church. You could drink it at a kid's party where they don't fucking serve alcohol. You could fucking drink it out of a baby's diaper bag. Anywhere. That's where you can drink out of the regulator flask.
Zimzat.
I
think it's fucking awesome if we get out of Stumbaton, badass Stumbaton.
We can go ahead and we can do that.
All you gotta do is subscribe, like our videos, give them a thumbs up, and you will be entered to win our sun baton.
We're gonna post a commercial to show you the sun baton that we're gonna be giving out, and then we're gonna give out the date. So stay tuned, everybody. So, we're going to move on to our next subject, and who's had sex in the craziest place?
Salmon. Honestly, I don't even think I can say a crazy place, because I don't think I've ever done anything
crazy. So, you classy then?
You classy.
Yeah, I had it in...
In the house, not out and about.
No, in my Cadillac, in my dad's broken down Cadillac.
Oh my god, dude, there's no fucking windshield. The shit windshield was all cracked.
It's so cold.
There was mold in there.
You had shrinkage.
Dude, it was. I did have shrinkage and she loved it. It was so fucking weird.
No, she went on Facebook and started talking about you. I saw the post.
That goddamn bitch. She said she loved me.
She compared you to Chow.
She was like, Mr. Chow? Mr. Chow?
Man. I fucking love Mr. Chow.
Well, the craziest place I've had sex is on the highway, driving. I was driving on the highway going to Corpus, actually. I was on 37.
Oh, shit. What the hell?
But I don't have a crazy place, but it was pretty public. It was a busy street, corner house. On a picnic table as cars were passing by.
God damn!
Nah, that's crazy.
That's the craziest fucking place. That is a crazy fucking place.
Yeah, it is. I think you take the
game. That's right up the hood. For those of y'all who don't know, that is on the southeast side.
And there's cars passing by every second.
They flying down that street, honking
so
and shit.
I guess we know who won that one.
Yeah, we know who fucking won that game.
So y'all motherfuckers out there, man, share y'all motherfucking craziest places y'all ever had sex.
And we will read them. We will read them live on air. Leave an anonymous name. We don't have to say your name.
Yeah, like a little bitch. Say your fucking name.
Hey, you know what? Say her name too. Let's
call that bitch out. Call that bitch out.
You probably mad at her anyway. Fuck
it. Don't matter. We will fucking put it on air.
We might get in trouble, but fuck it. I don't give a fuck.
Who gonna stop us?
Who gonna stop?
We the lovable losers, motherfucker.
The lovable losers podcast, bitches.
We get shut down.
You never hear from us again.
Well, guys, I love doing business with y'all, but I'm gonna go drink us a beer because the fucking cops are coming after us.
Slander.
Where the cocaine at?
Hey, they're coming anyway. Just do an 8-ball. Smoke it.
I'll do an 8-ball real quick.
Hey, if we'll do a Charlie Sheen, fool, and just smoke it and get HIV. Hey, that motherfucker's got tiger blood.
Something fucking curable, like fucking gonorrhea or something, fool.
No,
that's
no.
Something that I can't get
rid of. Oh, yeah, you can. It's chlamydia, y'all. It's curable.
It's chlamydia, y'all.
I mean, I'm pretty sure.
Girls trip. Oh, my God. That movie was fucking hilarious.
I know. You ain't going.
Hey, the grapefruit, dude. The grapefruit. Oh, my God.
You ain't going.
Not
going
to lie. I was a little jealous of my fucking shit. Two grapefruits.
Did you hear?
No, what? What?
You ain't going out to some camel toe showing.
So I got an idea. So check it out. In 4 months, we're heading out to Vegas, man. And we're going to do a podcast out there, man. And when are we going in June?
March.
No,
all right.
March.
Can we go? Can we go to June? Can we go June 30th? I turned 21.
No, we're going June 23rd.
Oh, I'm not going to
be. Oh, that she's not even going to be old enough.
But it's okay. Fuck it. Yeah. Who has ever fucking ever said, "Oh, I'm not old enough to be drinking"? We sneak beers in. Who gives a fuck?
In a casino.
All right.
Who cares? We can fucking. We're the lovable losers.
I have one more question.
I haven't seen him carding anybody. Ever. I've been there a couple of times.
I just have one more question. Who gonna pay my way?
Nigga, we got you.
Who gonna pay my way?
Sugar Daddy.
Oh, I found it. It's called Seeking Arrangement.
Dude, I need to download that shit.
Seeking Arrangements.
So check it out, man. If y'all hit that like button, hit that subscribe button, man. Y'all gonna have some fucking fun when we go out to Vegas, man. It's gonna be badass. We're gonna post some pictures. Hopefully,
dude,
we have everything
Vegas
set up.
We're gonna have a couple of videos.
Yes, doesn't sleep.
Yeah, we don't even sleep, man. I'm fucking snowman. Baby, I never sleep.
Motherfucker, I need my sleep. No, I need a good 8-10 hours.
The fucking subscribers, all right,
now fuck that. We take
fuck it.
We'll do this show without you.
I'll do it for the subscribers.
Yeah, the whole three we got, fool. We're gonna do it, fool. I just do it because I like to party.
I'm gonna freaking end up going out and stay in the hotel room.
No, girl. We got you. Got you.
Look at her. She's too young. Loser. Lovable loser.
Lovable loser.
I'm going to be sitting in the hotel room recording myself.
She's going to do her own podcast.
Hey, this is
how
you're going
to
send
us
nude pics.
What happened to your tongue cream, Cinnamon?
I got stuck in a clitoris. Is that even the word?
Yes.
Clitoris. God damn, you don't know your own body parts.
Hey. Is that a dinosaur?
Clitoris Rex.
Dude, what are you doing with girls?
She likes to have fun.
I thought we were strictly dickly over here.
I think I'm going to be the first one to
we
be
are.
Gay in
we're
the
all
family. And bring someone
awesome.
Around.
That's going
to
be
bring
awesome
a girl
today.
To the family.
So, how's the pee? Not penis. Pussy.
Is pussy.
Hey, she's classy. You leave her alone.
Oh, my bad.
Pussy. Pussy.
Dude, that's why orange is the new black. Pussy.
Pussy. It's pronounced pussy.
Well, let's go to a sponsor.
Are you looking to cut some costs? Looking to get some of your costs? The fuck away? Well, you gotta visit Cost Cutter. Yes, we can solve any problem for you right now. You have a wife that just costs too much when you take her out to eat every fucking day? Cost Cutter. Cost Cutter. That's right. We can cut your costs in fucking half. Now, we're gonna give you some examples right now. Do you have a kid? Do you have a kid? He eats a little bit too much. Maybe he drains a lot of your water. How would I be able to fix that?
Well, how old are the children?
The children are 7 and 13.
I know a place that, an agency that will send them overseas where they'll have jobs making them up to 25 cents an hour, and they'll be fed once a day. Cost Cutter!
Yes! I like that! Okay, have a brother been around, he's
eating up all your stuff inside your cabinet. He's using all your water. All your electricity doesn't work. How would I be able to fix that?
Reminds me of a TV show I was watching last night where a guy had a similar problem. He took out an insurance policy on said brother, waited a few months, and next time he was using the shower, accident. Cost cutter!
Cost cutter! That's right. When you're looking for the best cost savings on the fucking planet, you look for
Cost Cutter.
Yes, sir. And we have a sister business coming out soon. It's called Has an Alibi.
Has an Alibi.
Have a cousin that just keeps getting into trouble. Have a team that just keeps robbing people and beating people up. We know exactly the place you need to go.
Has an Alibi.
Has an Alibi. That's
formerly
what we're going to do.
Formerly known as I Wasn't There.
Yes, sir. Formerly known as I Wasn't There.
But due to legal issues, we had to change the name and disassociate. Matter of fact, just forget about what I was saying. It's all right. Yeah, Has an Alibi.
Has an Alibi. All right. Yes. And we are in no way lawyers. We are no way any kind of legal advisors.
Cash only, please.
So stay tuned with us, man. We're coming, I guess, to an end.
We're coming to an end of our episode.
I got no more fucking beer and I ain't got no more fucking cocaine. I got to fucking go, you know? So when I go, the show stops, you know?
Actually, it's his kids calling.
His kids be like, you need to come home, daddy.
Yeah, your baby mama.
No, baby mama, my fucking roommate, okay? Roommate. We have roommates. I got one
of those wounds.
Damn.
I ain't got one.
It's a good start.
We got roommates, man. Shit.
Roommates with benefits.
Uh-huh. I like that.
I need some more roommates.
I like that.
We are gonna do videos.
Oh, we will do some fucking videos.
We gotta
start
doing
videos. Start fucking stopping random people and asking them some.
Yeah, we should.
Dude, everybody does it. You know, everybody fucking. I think I'm gonna say the most fucked up questions to people.
Yeah, no, we can definitely do that.
And
yeah,
we'll put it on there.
Does your wife know you're here with this chick here?
And then we're
just go up to random people. We'll bring up random people. Oh my god.
Lingerie shit. Come on, somebody. Right,
dude, that'd be so fucking funny.
That's fucking Chinatown in San Francisco, dude.
Oh, I love Chinatown.
Fucking lingerie. It's a triple X, like a whole mile strip. Fucking women, chicks out there in lingerie. Fucking telling you, come on in, right?
I would have been like, sure, I'm on my way.
I'll be there. I've got a daughter, but hey, fuck it.
No. Okay, maybe I'm old, I don't know, but do you remember those old sex movies or whatever, but...
Waiting to Exhale?
Where they're having sex in a box, but you gotta put a quarter in?
Okay. Hey, man, so that's some taking shit.
I'm walking down that strip, because I'm trying to go somewhere else, but I'm walking sure, down that strip.
Sure,
yeah.
And I'm like, hey, come on in, and I was like, no. But I happened to look in, and I was like, I saw those boxes.
That's fucking awesome, dude.
Like a fucking badass glory hole.
What the fuck, dude? Too far. Yeah, that's what you get. We're gonna draw the line right there.
Okay. I love glory holes.
The boxes.
Cross the line again.
You put a quarter in.
That's fucking cool. I mean, I would love to fucking see that though.
I want
to
do a segment for my birthday, my 21st birthday. I said we all go to like clubs and stuff. And just get super drunk.
In Vegas!
Yeah, let's do it.
We won't be in Vegas for my 21st birthday. I turned 21 like 7 days after the 23rd.
Good, we're gonna stay there fucking 2 weeks. Fuck it.
Get the fuck out of here. God damn. We're gonna be fucking broke.
Who's paying? Come on, subscribers.
Why don't we go that week? Why don't we go like a fucking Thursday and we can celebrate her birthday that Friday?
Yeah, because my birthday's on a Saturday.
Well, we can talk about it, whatever.
Yeah, because if we go Thursday, I think it'll still be a little bit cheaper than. Let's talk about this off air.
Because I'm swear to God, I'm going to take a name ball with me.
So, all right. I'm Angel. We got Pepper, Cinnamon, and Snowman. Good night, everyone.
Good night. Come on, baby. Help me. Someone to give up.